heard a lot about, well, quite a bit about what I've been doing and how I've been doing it over the last day or so. But I thought I'd just clear up a few things so that you know a little bit more about me and why I think the way I think. I got married a month after I turned 18. I've got 5 kids. I left school in year 11. I've been working since I was about 13. I have dyslexia. I probably have ADD. I've got a lot of energy. So my mind is always doing 10 things at once. But most of all, I wouldn't think of myself as somebody who's highly educated or very... Well, I never used to think of myself as very clever at all. I used to think that I was very dumb in school, that everyone else understood everything that was going on and I was just guessing or making it up. There were a few things that I did learn about myself in school. If I was interested in something, I could quite easily become obsessed with it. I could... Yeah? Is that ADD? But if I wasn't interested in something, it wouldn't sink in, it wouldn't retain. So I started to figure out some of those strengths and some of those weaknesses and just ways to overcome it. Half the time I did it without even knowing it was a strength or a weakness, and I just had to keep moving forward or I'd be bored. When we spoke about challenges or doing something that terrifies you every day yesterday, I sat back and I thought, I am so bored if I'm not doing something that scares me. If I'm not out of my comfort zone, I can't sit still. So part of this thinking big is learning to love to be scared, learning to step into something you've never done before. Jump in both feet forward, and sometimes you'll fail and sometimes you won't, and sometimes it would have failed if you hadn't refused to just give up. So part of what I do when I think big, I don't know how else to think, but I had to think big and then think about how to make it easy because I've got 5 kids. I like to tell people that hire lazy people, they'll find the easiest way to do something. And that's kind of what automation is, except it's taken me a year to set it up. But automation, the idea behind it was that we could handle more clients. A, that's good for profits, but B, we could help more people. And we could reach more people and hold their hand through it and be there for them more. Because we're not actually doing the paperwork or the behind the scenes work, we're just running them through a system and helping them. So we think big, but we're using automation to make that work a little bit easier so we can help more people. Building automation. Success walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. I can't tell you that that's been true the whole time. We've lost enthusiasm quite a few times. For us, it was a bit lucky that I was there to kick Sonia in the butt when she lost enthusiasm, and she was there to kick me in the butt when I gave up completely. But no, automation for us has been one of the biggest challenges that we've been doing, but it wasn't just automation of the emails that we did. We've been trying to build automation and webinars and other stuff like that. And so it's been a big challenge for us, but it's something that we're persisting with and we're seeing the results of, and we know that in the future, like right now, it's a lot of grunt work and a lot of behind the scenes, but in the future, it'll make everything that we're doing so much easier. So we're putting that time in now. So if you get into it and it's trouble, just never give up is the key there. Our automation looks a little bit like this up the top here. They can pay through the pay card, and the minute that payment's processed, they'll receive step one. Step one is a welcome, here's your spending mentor, here's a picture of her and how pretty she is. She's got lots of kids like you, she's got money troubles, she's had money troubles in the past like you, just a way for them to get to know it. We've taken and based all of these emails off the original spending plan email, we've just clicked them and made them our own. At the bottom of step one email, it will have click here to fill in this pre-questionnaire, and the pre-questionnaire is that first form that you guys get filled in. But then once that's submitted, they get email 2 sent out automatically. And so that's kind of how our automation works along that way. We've got little reminders and things that are set in there so that my mentor knows when to check back in with her client. So they'll receive email 1, and in 4 days, if they've not submitted the form, they'll get a reminder. So 4 days ago, you received this. Is something holding you up? Did you forget it came? What's going on? Let us know. 3 days later, if they've still not touched it, it's now been 7 days. What's going on? Come on, touch base. Let me know what's happening. If you can't do this, just let me know what's going on. And then on day 8, Sonia receives an email saying, it's been 8 days. They've not progressed. Give them a call and see what's going on so that you can get them onto the next step. Now, we found in the early days that we would have clients that would do step one and be like, right, Sonia, send me step two right now. And she's out and about and she hasn't got time to send an email one, and they've sat down and they've put time aside to do this and they can't progress because we weren't available 100% of the time, and nor should we be. And so the way that we did the automation was so that they weren't held up by us at all. They could progress themselves through the program as fast as they liked, and we weren't holding them back when they were in that excited phase or when they had time to do it. What else do we have that's pretty cool? They can set appointments with Sonia through there. So we've linked Infusionsoft to Appointment Core. An Appointment Core basically says Sonia's available between these hours and these hours and for this many time slots. So she'll say, 45 minutes is how long I need for a call or a time slot. Am I getting into too much? No?
No.
Okay, I'll just throw a look. 45 minutes is how long she needs for that type of appointment. And she's available between this day, this time and this time on these days, and they can go in and click the 45 minute spot that they're available as well. Sonia will get that sent to her Outlook, and she can see that that time is no longer available, nobody else can take it, and they're basically set up when you say, not when they say. So you have some control over when clients are contacting you. Are there any questions with any of that on the automation or how we've made it flow?
Are you using Infusionsoft for that?
Yeah, I'm using Infusionsoft for that. And with Infusionsoft, the way we've got it set up, we can actually see at a glance where every client is up to. So we have a section that has reporting, and it's got, you've got six clients on step one, four on step two, six on step three. And then if you go in and click on that step, you can see who they are and stuff like that as well.
Did you do much research before you chose Infusionsoft? Because I've looked at a few and I've just,
Yeah, we contacted Salesforce, which is probably their main competitor, and Salesforce looks to be 100 times better on the outset, but it's also 3 times as expensive. And with Infusionsoft, ideally we can go in and learn and change and do it for ourselves, but through Salesforce you have to pay for every change, every update, every tweak, everything. So it just seemed like it would be money outgoing constantly. Infusionsoft has been that way a little bit. To have Appointment Core linked to Infusionsoft, it's an extra $20 a month. To have something else to link it to your Xero, it's an extra $40 a month. To link that to your payment automation, it's another $500 a year and $30 a month. So it's constantly a little bit more, but once it is all set up and run, the value that we've estimated from it will be a lot better. So it's still worth it, even though it's been frustrating and a bit more expensive than we thought.
So were you using like MailChimp initially?
No, we started on Infusionsoft because I needed a database. Everyone knows I have another business. Just to clear that up as well, people think that I was running this fantastic business and then I added Spending Plan to it. I actually had Spending Plan first while I worked for another company, and I left and started both of these businesses at the same time.
Wow.
So for the last 12 months I've been running my own business, but before that I'd never run or owned a business before.
Wow.
So it's all been a big learning curve for me as well.
So what made you choose the time periods in between, you know, like each of your automations? So you said 8 days is when you give them a call. So what was the trigger for those time frames?
I don't want to sound rude, but it's kind of common sense in my head, what I thought would have been appropriate time. So after 7 days, you'll tend to lose enthusiasm or forget what you're doing or why you're doing it. And so to keep that interest, usually in the first 3 weeks they're in the most excited phase, and then after the fourth week they're kind of like, oh yeah, this was going to be good, wasn't it? So if you haven't caught them and captured their attention and got them really excited by that point, we started to find that they would fizzle out just a little bit if we left it too long between drinks.
I also get apology letters.
Oh,
sorry,
so I'm not even thinking that it's been 3 or 4 days and they've got the next one. Oh, sorry, I've just been busy. And
she doesn't know why they're apologising because they've been sent the email automatically.
Thinking I had to keep chasing them.
Sorry, she's not chasing them, the software is, and they're apologising. Sorry.
Have you also put like a sales funnel?
So this is just this is the Spending Plan delivery campaign that we have.
Yeah.
We've got event campaigns. That basically we have register here for an event, and then the reminders 3 days before, 2 days before, on the day, that this is what's coming in the event and that kind of stuff. Refer a friend type campaigns, newsletter campaigns, all that. It's all built in behind.
And you can actually take your money through this?
So that little shopping cart means that we can take the money.
And
this has been my headache.
Square or PayPal or anything like that?
Yeah, this has been my headache for the last year of trying to find the right one. We wanted to do it right the first time, and so we've used that as a block, but I'm going to clear that block as of Monday because I'm just sick of trying to find the right one. We're just going to get one and make it work. We spent a lot of time, we use NAB Transact, which is credit card payments, but they're manually entered. It's not a merchant facility. So we looked into the merchant facility, but they wanted us to sell and advertise through our website. We didn't want to do that. We just wanted to do email invoicing and keep it private. We didn't want clients to sign up without actually having a talk with us, because we don't want to take on just everyone. And so we went back and forth with a lot of things. I can use Stripe with this, but I need something to bridge the gap, and that's $500 a year and something like $30 a month or something like that. So I was looking for another alternative. PayPal, but it's not as sophisticated as some of the others. So right now we have PayPal running through it, but it still needs some tweaking, and we're going to knuckle down and just get that done. We'll have it done before February, I'm determined. So,
to know what you end up doing.
Yeah, I will. Once we've confirmed it all, we're going to get in and fix that. But it's just a lot, because if you get it wrong in the first one, switching it all is a nightmare. So that's why we've delayed it a bit. So we've got an option there to manually enter someone, and so we've been processing payments and, you know, sign up forms and all of that manually for now.
Yeah.
But paying online and things like that's going to be out there. We're going to start webinars where people will actually be able to see our presentation, like it's like we've interviewed them, and sign up after the webinar directly straight onto this. So they'll get emailed one before our mentor really even knows they've signed up. Yeah. Okay, so on average, how many clients can you manage? How many, I was actually curious when I wrote this, how many clients are each of you or currently feel comfortable, if you have a good number of clients, is 30 comfortable, Sam, or is that stressful and some jumped off? How many are you managing at one time?
Oh, probably about 10 or 12.
And that a lot, or is that comfortable?
No, I think it's easy, it takes me 2 seconds.
Yeah,
I'm building up to doing automation,
yeah.
But because I'm used to it now, it takes me 2 seconds to write
yeah.
an email. Yeah.
Write an email.
Just tweak. I tweak the top. I tweak the start. I tweak the end and send it.
Yeah. Is anyone doing more than 10 to 12 clients at a time? Yeah. Okay. So at Sonia's max, was it about 20-something, 27, 25
yeah.
or something? It was about 25 that she was managing all at once with this automation. And that was even when we were transitioning onto automation, so she needs a little bit of a medal for that. So we're estimating when this is fully, we tweak it constantly and upgrade it constantly, but when it's fully set up and properly done, we're hoping 30 to 40 clients per 6 month period. So that's our goal. And so with 4 spending mentors, somebody do the math for me.
116
clients per 6 months. So we're hoping to take this and make it a bit bigger and better. So my focus over the next 12 months is not to actually bring on more mentors after these 4. It's to perfect this and hit the targets that we've actually been aiming for. We've hit the targets that we've had with just one mentor, but we've now got to do it for 4. So it's just to perfect and get better at what we're already doing. This is what one of our register for an events things looks like. You can do the same sort of thing with Eventbrite and I think MailChimp, where you can copy the link and put it on your Facebook page, and people just click the link and it takes them to a landing page or a web form. They can fill that in. That means that your database or your software gets all of their information, their phone numbers, emails, all that kind of stuff. Some places you can even put an opt-in form for a newsletter. So the minute they register for events, they get your newsletter ongoing. Automation and advertising, yeah, so webinars I've mentioned a few times, that's where we're going to try and bring in enough clients to be able to feed all of our mentors, plus they'll be generating their own. Registering for an event, register for our newsletter, that's all those. Why become a spending mentor? So in the beginning it was a bit tricky to find a spending mentor or find the right spending mentors. I was looking for a certain type of person, but now we're kind of knocking them back. People are asking to be mentors. They can see that we're growing, they can see that we're having success, and they're wanting to be a part of this team that looks like we have a lot of fun. and most of the time we do, but they want to be a part of what we're doing because they can see it's fun and exciting. But one of the main reasons we find that mentors want to do what they do is it gives them freedom to be at home. They're self-employed, they don't actually work for me, so they can choose their hours. The best part about that is I don't stress when they're not working because they only get paid on result. So you're your own boss. You're helping to educate others. I mean, you know, that's kind of key. A mentor is just like, yeah, but how much money do I make? That's not the kind of person I'm looking for. It's not who I'll take on my team. I'll be looking for people who are like, yeah, but I just really want to teach others how to do this. I really want to have them lift. Long commute. I walk from my bedroom to my office in the morning. it's the best thing ever. Less distractions. When I was in an office, I'd have people come and interrupt me all the time. And just talking in the background and things like that when I was trying to watch my movie and work, that was distracting.
now it's just the kids, so we just ignore that.
Yeah, just close the doors.
I can erase that off the recording if you
want. No worries. I was actually having a conversation with someone the other day and I was saying that, you know, I always have had sales type of roles and when I work for other people, and the bosses at first would always come in and be like, watching a movie while she's answering emails. And then when they realised that I've produced results, they stopped questioning me. And then when others in the office tried to watch movies while doing stuff, they'd get in trouble because they didn't produce the results. But that's how my brain works. It has to be doing two things at once. So less distractions, but more of my own chosen distractions. I'm more productive at home because I'm excited about what I'm doing. So some mornings it's like, I'll just stay in bed one more hour. But then when I get up, I want to work so much harder because I chose to do that. And I knew I had the freedom to do that if I wanted to. So I'm excited and I'm happier. I don't know what more traffic means.
No more traffic.
Oh, no more traffic. Sorry, dyslexic. save on petrol. So it's more affordable to work from home. I don't go out for lunch very often because I'm at home. What's the point? Homework balance. Now, that can be a pro and a con. Both of my current spending mentors have 6 kids each. And so they're always sort of saying to me, oh, my kids keep, the minute they know I'm in a Zoom, they come in and they want to be a part of it. You know, my 6-year-old walks in naked in the back of my Zoom and he knows that people can see him, so he thinks it's hilarious. And then when he sees they can only see from here up, he jumps on the chair and, you know. How cool with that, because it's real, right? And people want to know that you're real. Because it's real to them, and they're like, oh my gosh, this isn't just some business who wants my money. They want to help me. I'm cool with that to a degree. But for you to be able to concentrate and get some work done, I talk to them about having their own workspace, being able to shut themselves away from family and people just to get that work done. Otherwise, they will go mental. And that's not why we're doing this. You're part of a team. A lot of people who think they want to be self-employed, they go out and they get excited, and then they realise that it's just them. They've got no one to talk to about what's going on in the business and things like that. So just having someone, when I said it kept me sane a few times, just having somebody that you're accountable to and you've told you're going to do something, you've got to go do it and come back to it. Having somebody to whinge about, you know, when automation stuffs up after you fixed it 6 times. That kind of stuff. Being part of a team, having somebody else there who's got your back and you're all working towards the same thing is fun. Choose your own hours is the main thing, and I'm sure that's why a lot of you are looking at what we're doing. I had a plan and one spending mentor, and that's about it when I started. I had a great idea of what I thought it would be, but I really didn't know much about anything when I started. It was a huge learning curve. The good thing about that is I love learning. So when I first started, I watched other people's webinars till the cows came home. I watched their advertising. I watched how they did it. I looked for things that resonated. I probably should have talked about this yesterday with marketing, but I looked for things that resonated with me. So whenever I was looking at somebody else's marketing, if they got me, if they hooked me, I'd be like, how did they do that? And I'd try to figure out how my business needed to do that, or how it would affect my business, or how I could engage people with my business on that level. And so it was just really being thirsty for information and thirsty for finding what works and trying to really find that and never give up on finding that. Like even now, when people look at it and go, oh, you guys are doing so well, we're still always looking to see what's going to work better next or what's going to be better next. It's not ever good enough usually for me, which my kids tell me all the time. Nothing's good enough. okay, so these are Sherilyn doesn't actually do spending mentoring. She's on my property side, but it was I spent 6 months looking for her, so I'm really excited that she's part of our team. She is fantastic at keeping my clients updated. She's actually just taken on managing the money side of things for the spending plan, because I found that Son being the mentor, and this is just my business specifically, Son being the mentor and then ringing up and saying they've had a missed payment, kind of broke a little bit of trust. Not trust, but made when you're trying to help them a little bit awkward. So we removed that from all of our mentors, and it's a third party just sort of checking in and saying what's happening with that payment. It just meant that the mentor could be the friend and the trust and the that side of it, and didn't have to be the one making that call. Lisa's the other current mentor. She's got 6 kids, and she started in November. She's hit the ground running. She's already earned quite a few commissions. With my mentors, I pay for half of their course and they pay for the other half. The payments all come through me and they get paid commissions on leads. So if she brings in the business, she gets an extra $100. If they do property also, they get an extra $500. So in her, I think before she even did the course, she'd brought in about 3 or 4 clients, and that had almost paid for her half of the course that she was covering. So even though she had to pay for the course, she was able to earn that back quite quickly, and so it wasn't money that came out of her pocket.
And she started as one of your clients.
She actually was one of our clients. So Sonia rang me and she said, we've been looking for another mentor, I think this is it, because she's just hit the ground running. She jumped into the software, she just got it. She did everything quickly, she didn't lag and drag behind, she's a star pupil. So we talked to her about it, and she went, yeah, actually I'm in uni doing, she's studying to be
town planner, city planner,
and it's in line with the property. So I actually have plans to move her into our property side at some point as well. But she has a passion to learn, and she was in that bad spot, and she's still sometimes still working through that. So she's just going to be awesome when she has to talk to people and relate to them about it and stuff.
Forever, 2 questions. So you say you pay for half their course, and I know you're picking people really carefully, but do you have some sort of more back if they...
Yeah, we have a contract in place.
So
we signed a 12-month contract so that I have time to recoup my investment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they stop mentoring within that time, they're liable for the full amount. So they owe me the full amount of course, pretty much. So so that's how we do it. They pay half, I pay half.
And how do you go with them wanting to move up to their own business?
So the next one that we've got, she's not on here, but she just confirmed yesterday that she's going to do the course in February. She has been open about it and said, well, I really want to start my own business. My husband won't agree to pay the course fee. And I've been, she actually introduced me to the Spending Planners Institute. So over a year ago, she came to me and she said, I've got an idea, can you refer me clients, when I was just doing property? And I went, that's a great idea. I've been looking for something like this for 6 months, and I signed up and did it, and she never did. And so now I'm bringing her on as a mentor as a way to say thank you for introducing me to it. But also to get her foot in the door so that she doesn't have to have that big cost all up front. We're doing the half and half for now, which works out to be $250 a month, that's like $20 a week or something like that. And at the end of 12 months, she's going to upgrade and become a spending planner and start her own business. In our contract, we've got that she can take her own clients, because it's 6-month blocks, I don't mind. They'll have all run through the program. Hopefully we'll have 2 or 6 month blocks. And I don't mind if they go off to her, but being with us for this year, she'll start and continue to refer me property clients. So for me, I'm sort of a win. I didn't see any threat or anything like that. We're in the same area, we live locally, we know the same people. I don't see it as a threat or anything like that. I just wanted to help her get her business started, and so that's kind of my way of helping her get her business started. I refuse to let her not do it, so that's kind of how it came about. Amy, I'm excited about. Amy's just rejoining the workforce. She's got 2 kids, they're in high school, and she's got a bit of anxiety, so she was scared to leave the house and do that kind of stuff. So working from home through Zoom appointments and all that kind of thing will help her build confidence in her own comfort zone, but I think she's going to be fantastic. She's got a great head for numbers and rules and keeping it in line and things like that. So I hope we're building a really good team. Sherry is the other one that we're going to have as the mentor, and she was Simply Budgets. She's known David, how long, Dave? Very long time. I don't know. Yeah, very, very long time. But she knows the software inside, outside, She's actually a client of ours as well. We never ran her through the mentoring. She just paid for the software and some of the emails that she wanted to know more about. I made her pay me for them. And then she pays and she uses the software, and she's been figuring it out on her own, trying to compare it to Simply Budgets. So I think she's really looking forward to the course to see how it properly works. And I told her we'd run her through it, through the automation, so that she can get familiar with that as well before she does the course. That's something that I want all of them to do, to run through our email delivery, so that when they get to the course, they're quite familiar with what they're jumping into already. I had two people contact me this week asking if they could become a spending mentor. So up till now, I've spoken to quite a few people. I believe in planting seeds, and I just mention it when I'm talking to people. If they bring up that they'd like some extra money or something like that, I'd say, oh, we're actually looking for people to be spending mentors. Would you be interested? And I don't know, months later, they come back to me and say, I'm thinking about that. And I forgot all about it that I've mentioned it. Whereas now, we're actually, people are contacting me and saying, are you still doing that thing? I'd like to get involved. So it's becoming a bit of a shift. We're not chasing, they're starting to come to us a bit more. We now have a spending planner manager. Sonia's going to be taking over managing all the spending mentors. So with me running another business and this business, it is getting to be a lot. I have weekly appointments with my spending mentors, and I just found that I was in meetings all the time with staff, not generating any business anymore, and doing all that. Business was still coming in because we've built that good foundation, but we weren't really focusing on it too much, and now with more mentors, I need to focus on that more. So it's moved off to Sonia, and she's going to be managing the other spending mentors and getting them trained and up and running and all that kind of stuff. And so this side of my business now, hopefully over the next 12 months, will become more automatic, that I'm really not doing a lot to do with it. I'm just watching it and making sure it's going smoothly. Any questions with that?
Ask how much computer skills you needed to actually install the automated diffusion software? Do they build it for you, or what's the?
I'd say 7 degrees are needed, but no. I don't know. I like to get in and figure things out. And so when you sign up for Infusionsoft, you get a certain amount of hours, I think it's 5 hours of training, where they record, they do it through Zoom or some other chat, and they record those meetings so that you can actually go back and watch them. But they lasted usually for an hour and a half. So to go back and watch them just to find the one thing you forgot would be a nightmare. I will go in and break them up and take key points and make small videos for the staff so they can go in and fix things without needing me. Infusionsoft have a customer support section up the top, and you can type to them what the problem is, and they'll create a little quiet video that has no volume or anything, where they've gone in, fix what you're doing, and they send you that 30-second video. I've been categorising those and logging them as well, so that whatever you're looking for, I've got it listed, and you can just go and find the video and watch it quickly and fix it yourself. So I'm hoping to save some time with them learning it, because it's taken me so long.
Are you writing code in the background?
That campaign that I showed you, that is actual coding, but a lot of it is already built coding, and you're just putting it in the right place and linking it in the right way, and that's most of the trouble, is trying to figure out linking it the right way so that the emails connect.
Yeah.
And that's really what we've been fighting a bit, is trying to figure out the secret to getting them to link properly and send when they're meant to send.
Great. It didn't sound like you looked at ActiveCampaign at all, but I just wondered if you had.
Yes.
I had a meeting with them, and it looks like it does very similar, I would say, pretty much what Infusionsoft does, but it's quite a bit cheaper.
Yeah.
Just wondered if you can, and apparently a lot more user friendly as well.
Good. Yeah, if you can find one that's more user friendly, definitely do it. Yeah, a lot of the others that I probably haven't looked at, if you're looking at just automation, probably didn't have a CRM, all the things that we were looking for on that. Oh, good.
Well.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
It has retargeting and, you know, all that kind of stuff that's...
Yeah, let us know how you go with it, because we're pulling our hair out. We're looking for something that might be just a bit easier.
And what you'll find is today's paid product with technology will be tomorrow's much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that will come up now.
It can be more effective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if anyone finds a great
one. Another one to write down is an app called Trello. So if you're looking to have Trello, if whatever automation you're doing doesn't track where your clients are up to or things like that. Trello is a good way to track the progress of what's happening, so you can create the progress steps that you want to have, and then when a client hits step one, you can say in progress and move it to and keep track. We're looking at it for us with managing a team, that all the team will be able to come into this one thing and it will see all the tasks that each person have been given, and then when that task is in progress, the person who's been given that task can move it into in progress, catch up. It'll be a point where they move it into Sonia check-in and make it so it's happening, and then moving on to the next task again. So we're looking for tools that are simplifying how to run a team. You can do all that through Infusionsoft. Trello is just a little bit simpler. So yeah, we're trying to always find what's going to work and save us time.
Have you heard of Entrepreneur? Is it Entrepreneur?
It's
Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Is
that implementing WordPress on a full project management?
I thought that was an automated.
You don't need a degree or anything for Infusionsoft, but you can, if you have the time and the energy, go in and Google whatever problem you've got in YouTube and make it only a month old or less than a year old. And there are videos, instructional videos, and they have a lot of help videos and things like that. Just found that finding the right video for the problem that we were actually having took so long. Or we would find the right video and it would have been created 3 years ago and the software's all updated so it doesn't look anything like what it was in the video. So we wasted a lot of time on that. Now I just ask them, every single time there's a problem, I make them show me how to do it and fix it and stuff.
So is that extra cost to you?
No, that's free, that's support. But it's only written support. Sorry, what was
I was just going to say, there are a few people here, I think, that use MailChimp. And if you don't need a CRM, like a customer database, you can use MailChimp for the automation as well. So you can, you know, schedule your steps in, and then if they don't say, I'm moving on to the next step, you can send them a reminder and say, hey, you haven't replied, you know, that sort of thing. So you can do that in MailChimp as well. Just sort of mention that if you don't need a CRM.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are using MailChimp already. So I used to use MailChimp when we were doing just bulk emails out to people and things like that. So I'm familiar with it, but I never used any of its automation, so I'm not too familiar with how it works.
So
yeah.
Automation costs, doesn't it? Like, normally the basic MailChimp is free, but if you're trying to do automation, that's
what's up. Yeah, so Infusionsoft tell you the price in Australian dollars and then charge you in American dollars. So it's about $400 a month that we pay for Infusionsoft. But again, I have another business that supports that, not spending money on one right now.
And is that up to a certain number of people?
So every time I bring on a new mentor, it's $60 extra a month to have them have access to Infusionsoft.
Right.
I'm done.
Can I ask a question? You don't have to go into too much detail, but you know when you say you pay them permission, the mentors, are they paid per client?
Yep.
So if they spend 20 hours on a client, they get the same if they spend an hour on a client.
And you will get clients where they spend 20
exactly,
hours.
Exactly, I know. Yeah.
And you'll get clients where they spend 1 hour.
They barely spend any time with
them.
But the
automation is such that they really don't need us. And when I say that we keep refining our emails, we're doing things to make that flow so much smoother so they don't need us so much.
Yeah.
So everything that we're doing is to try and help without dragging it out. So you'll actually, I didn't mention this, but in our automation we've taken out highlighting and transactions and things like that because we found that by step 7 we'd lost them, and doing that much work they were getting to struggle and that takes a lot of time to get them back involved.
Yeah.
So by step 3 they're logging in and putting in their top 8 transactions. So top 8 transactions are things that keep a roof over your head and keep your kids fed.
Yeah.
And we want their basic minimum cost of living entered in. because they've gotten in, they've used the software. We talk to them about why it's important to know what your minimum cost of living is, how to break that down and set goals, have a 1 month emergency fund, 3 month emergency fund. We help set them goals so that when they move into monitoring, their goals are, first off, 1 month emergency fund, and they know how to work out what they need to survive for a month, because we've done the minimum cost of living to keep a roof over your head and divide that by 12, and that's your minimum, that's your 1 month emergency fund. So, yeah, everything we're doing is quite strategic.
So then we've moved the highlighting and prioritising into that first session that I do with them. So we have the discussion about it there, because they've got their minimum cost right in front of them.
It's already up.
If they couldn't pay for anything else, this keeps them going. And so that's the perfect time to then have that discussion and have them work out for themselves what it is.
Yeah, I was just wondering about how you pay them.
Yeah, commission and results based. If they bring in the business, they get an extra 100. The manager gets 100 per client, per person she manages, and we just basically work on results. That's all. They don't get paid if they don't have the clients.
They still do a transaction, they still...
No,
we're
taking that out, but that's just us.
I want to actually talk about that.
That's why David's here. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So all this talk about different products that automate stuff, I actually want to talk to you about that. Or do you want to play
anymore? No, you're right. Sorry. Do you want me to sit up?
Yes.
Do you want me to sit down?
So, we'll just shut this thing down.
Stop blinding.
So the benefits of automating those emails really kicked in when you had 20 clients?
Yeah, the pressure off. I mean, Sonia was starting to get to a point where she was stressed, but I was already building, well, we were already building this in the background.
Right.
And so kind of, she was like, are you ready? Because it's a lot. Is it ready? Can we just test it now? And so we were at the point where we were like, yeah, we need to start using it now, even if it's not perfect, because she's going to break if we don't. So,
right back, like when I think Carolyn was one of the earliest spending planners that came on board, I was using a thing called One Shopping Cart, which I still use, but only for one particular thing. And I tried to create an automated delivery of the weekly checkups and the monthly checkup emails, which was possible, but it was really tedious. And in the end, we just decided it really wasn't our responsibility. I was trying hard to make it available, but it was just making so much, because it was software that wasn't designed to do what we're trying to do with it. You may all have hopefully read an email that I sent out before Christmas asking if there was any interest in me creating a system that automates all of the email deliveries, that's got a button that says, yes, I've just finished this step, I'm ready for the next one, and automates that delivery so that you don't get bogged down in that side of it, because you will if you don't have an automated system.
Yeah.
And so I've gone and got quotes, and we've done the fancy diagrams of how the flow of emails go. And one of the topics that just came up, yeah, go and do that.
Sorry, I'll sit over here if you want.
Okay. One of the topics that just came up was the possibility of looking at the steps. Now, since about the middle of last year, I've sort of, because what you all know, if you've had customers, the hardest step to get people to do is the step where they put all of their transactions on the list. That's kind of like a choke point, because it's where people, A, have to put time aside to do it, and B, have to actually face up with what they've been trying to, or, you know, I'll do it later kind of thing for a long time. And I've sort of been thinking, you know, if I get someone who I can't get to do that step, after a week I'll just go, you know what, let's abandon that. I just want you to give me the top 6 or 10 or 5 or whatever I think they can do for me. And I get them started there and then on the phone, so that I can get them to actually see some results from those transactions, and suddenly the lights go on and they go, what if we put this in, and what if we put that in, and what would it look like if... And then they get engaged and involved and they want to do it. And so I have been thinking for about the last 6 or 7 months, I'd like to put forward the idea of changing the steps so that we don't give people that monumental task of, I mean, I know if people will do that, the whole thing of prioritising, I've had people say to me, that was one of the best things, going through and highlighting what was the highest priority. It really made me think about what I do with my money. So I know it's a good step,
yeah.
but the journey to get there is sometimes a bit tedious.
Yeah.
And so when I heard Bree say that she'd changed it, and I'd already was sort of thinking about it for the last 6 months, I thought, I think we need to do that. And so what I'm going to work towards now is offering a plan B. I won't take away the current steps that are there, but I'm going to probably, even we should have a chat and come up with the other version of the steps and probably migrate across to that, because I think that will be the best way to go.
We're putting it back in. So at first we took it out completely, and when I thought about it, I thought it really is an important step. People need to know and understand that relationship with money. And so we were talking about it, and Sonia said, we talk about it in our meeting quite in depth. I said, okay, well, talking about it, people forget. So in the back end of that, we're going to find a way to make it simpler for them to do it, but it's going to be the follow-up after that discussion, so that they're talking to you about it, and then they have it in writing to go back to be able to refer to it and look at it and see how they want to change it. One of the things that I thought of that we'll still be playing around with is a way so that they don't have to print something out to highlight it, about a way to be able to do it digitally within the software. So that they can classify what's a need, what's a want, what's a walk, crawl, run type scenario, and know what that is every time they look at it. But we'll talk more about that.
So the next generation group will get out their thing and go, okay, these are my expenses, they'll go to their account, and that's how they fill it out.
Well, we,
so that's why that,
you know, and there's so much more that we can do. And I've been really frustrated the last 6 months while Nick and I have sort of worked on migrating and moving, and you guys saw the speed change yesterday, like, wow.
But really, we're just trying to get in the mindset of how do we make this all digital? Because some of it's paper and analog, and we're just trying to digitalize it to speed it up, because it's a faster world now.
That would actually solve the problem of the app question, because that's what people want. They just want everything in front of them, hit a button, takes them to the next step.
Well, as it stands now, they can download a spreadsheet version or a paper version and choose, because some people like the bit of paper on the kitchen bench and they just fill it in when they see it. But, you know, we actually move it. Now, what I want to do is this, you know, like Bree just said, Infusionsoft costs $400 a month, and every time she brings on what she's calling a spending mentor, what I would call an associate spending planner, it adds $60 a month. And I know that that's sort of prohibitive. Most of you guys would just go, well, it's not going to happen. And so before Christmas, I thought, what if I went out and got a software developer and I wasn't going to ask Nick to do it because I had him busy anyway, got someone to actually create that system for us. If it doesn't cost too much, if I could offer it to you guys at a monthly fee that was like almost chicken feed, who'd be interested? And I got quite a few responses back, not half, but getting close to half of you responded, and most of you said if it's not too dear, we'd be up for it. So I have, and even after this morning, I'm thinking I'm going to tweak it before I go ahead with it if it's got legs. But if enough of you guys and the people that aren't here say, yep, that looks affordable, we want an automated system, you'll be able to take the templates of the steps, modify them to suit how you want it to read, so personalise it like Bree said they've done, plonk it into their system. As it's delivered, if you say, yep, I'm up for this, and when it's created, you'll get an email to say, here's your username and password. You'll be able to log in, and all of the steps will be there, and you can go and put your version of step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 over the top of what's there. There will be default waiting periods between the, hey, you didn't get this done yet, can you please get back to us and see, you know. It'll be set to maybe 3 days, but you can make it 2 or 5 or whatever you want. So it will be pretty much, you'll be able to control it, but at the bottom of each email, there'll be a button that says, yeah, I've done this, I'm ready for the next step, and it will automatically get delivered. And it will then be, like the first step will be taking them through to step 7, or whatever step it is after this, and then you'll migrate them. Once you said, yep, the spending plan's in place, you can press a button and it moves them into the weekly and the monthly reminders, which just go around in circles. So I have with me today some pink forms which we're going to give out, and it's not going to cost you a cent. It's basically, if you're prepared to say, yeah, I want to do that, it won't cost you a cent until it's built, and then it won't happen if I don't get enough interest. So this is just, yep, I'm interested at this price, and you're sort of wondering, well, how much is it going to be? And I'd like to reward the early adopters. So at $25 a month, but you'd need to sign up for 12 months minimum, or $30 a month if you go, yeah, I'm sort of, I'll dabble and have a go, and if I don't like it, I'll bail. Who wants a pink form? Let's hand them out.
Just so you know, with Infusionsoft, we've got to build a few more things in there, and we need some help to do that. For 10 hours of training, it's $2,200. And so anything we want to change in automation, if we can't figure it out for ourselves, it's quite expensive. So this is a good deal.
Fantastic. So, did they give you any indication how long it would take
to
build?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I want it now.
Sorry,
what? How long it take?
I have learned in life never, ever, ever say when software will be done.
So, like a ballpark sort of.
First half of the year. That's as far as I'm prepared to go.
Yeah.
I've gotten a specification with these guys and what I want to do, but after listening to what Bree said and having a bit of a chat, like listening to you guys, I may even go back to them and say, hey, here's a couple of other ideas that I think. So there's probably going to be a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing for feedback, and I want to get you guys involved as much as I can so that it's not my idea, it's our idea of how it works. And we'll basically, you know, like I call Infusionsoft Confusionsoft.
No,
and I have done for a long time. Because it's so expensive and it's so hard to understand. And every time the person that set it up for me, I'm forever going, can you create a video so I can learn how to do this? And I've got, I don't know, 24 videos, and it's just like, which one would be appropriate for this problem? Yeah. Jenny?
I was just going to say, I think it would be really great benefit if they just entered their transactions into the one place, the one time, rather than writing them out and then putting them in the software. But maybe that is a process that helps them become more aware of their transactions by doing it twice.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you could do that right now, because but I kind of wanted to break it down into bite-sized chunks, really simple ones, but I'm listening to what you're saying, and we'll it's... Always, nothing is ever perfect and nothing is ever done, because technology keeps moving and people keep changing, and this is, you know, like, so I'm looking at all possibilities.
It's incredible what you've achieved so far, and the results people are getting, like people who spoke yesterday, is just phenomenal. It's just, I guess we don't want to change too much, but... like it's already
come on now, let change, get you out of your comfort zone, that's where you need to be.
Yeah.
Anthea?
Are you investigating having it hooked up with a payment processor?
I hadn't thought of that at all at this point in time. I that just opens a whole other can of worms, but that doesn't mean to say that once we get that part of it done, because I know that was the question that I was asked, and I said, look, at this point in time, no, but it's got everything is possible.
Will it include CRM?
Well, that wasn't in my mind. It's going to have to include, here are all my customers, because they'll all be in there. But then, can I send an email to them all? That's got to be so simple to add to it. What I asked for, it's almost like a no-brainer.
And what about, because Stockway is going to have an option, so with the JDAC software trigger the opt-in, and then could you also include prospects in it as well?
Look, as I said, everything, in software land, you can do pretty much anything.
Yeah.
It's a case of let's go one step at a time, but keeping in mind what the next step might look like. So if you've filled in the form, if you put $25 a month and sign it, or $30 a month if you don't want to commit, and then hand that in, and I will then communicate. If you've got, hey, this is a burning question, email Kathy, and this is my thought, this is my idea, it's got to do this, got to do that. Hey, let's get the whole brain working, the big brain working on coming up with the best system for us.
I have one more question for Bree.
Thank you, Bree.
with automation, you can actually automate on Facebook chatbot, is it? Is anyone play with Facebook chatbot?
Yeah.
Bree?
That's probably a question for morning tea.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Bree. I think, you know, what you just presented has given people a whole, like, wow. what else, where next, sort of. If she can do that, well, I could even think about that. Whereas I think some of us hadn't even had that thought.
Our goal is 150 clients by May. So that's where we're going.
Yeah. Nicole.
I was going to ask Carolyn, at what point is she feeling she needs automation?
I would think Carolyn's under pressure right now. No?
For automation. Well, I'm not really sure, David, to see the truth.
Yeah.
I kind of do my own system with my clients.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling pressured that I have to do automation just yet at this stage.
Yeah.
I'm happy to wait for David's and to look at that. I've looked at MailChimp and it's confusing as well. I'm still doing my own system with my own clients.
Yeah.
So
and
I don't find it
okay.
Too time consuming.
So do you think there's a point, like Bree's saying, Sonia was feeling the pressure of 20 to 25 clients. So you, do you think you'll feel the pressure of 50 clients or anything? Or?
Sonia's got 6 kids.
Unless we add stuff that costs. I just said the first half of the year. All right. It's degenerating into a group conversation. Bree, thank you so much for that. Well, let's give Bree a round of applause. Look, you have to realise that you've got sending personalised emails, like with me, I'll pull up my template for step whatever, and then I'll put person's name at the top and put, you know, we had a conversation about something, so I thought it was a great chat we had about such and such. And personalise it so that it sort of acknowledges that it's not just an email that's being pulled out of templates. That would be preferable, but you have to understand that if you're going to grow your business to a point where it's beyond you personally, there's only so much of that that you can do, and it's going to have to get to a point where the best you can do is writing those emails in the most personal way you can, and having them automated through.
We have a solution for that as well. After the appointment, we still have the standard email. We're sort of reiterating what happened in that appointment, but we are leaving a section at the top for the mentor to put in a recap on that meeting and something that's personal. So it has come from the mentor, but it's also followed the template.
All right.
So we do personalise still.
To me, my biggest connection is those Zoom appointments.
Yep.
That's where we connect, that's where it's all made, and they just... That's where
I think we do more appointments than you recommend as well.
I've split them up to smaller as well so they can get a chunk done and come back to me.
Yeah. Okay, a quick break and then we'll come back and we've got Paul and Ken here to talk to us a little further. Kathy, just hand them into Kathy up the back there, please.
Oh.